This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Evan Schwerbrock is a blind strength and conditioning coach and creator of Cane and Able Fitness. Since our last update, he has become world's strongest disabled man and is here to talk about winning the Adaptive Strength World Championships in 2025 and some of his upcoming events. Hi, Evan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Good talking to you again.
So let's get started with your title of the world's strongest disabled man. What are the Adaptive Strength World Championships?
Yes, so I was able to acquire that title at the Adaptive Strength World Championships this year at Official Strongman Games, which is basically the place where all the world titles exist except for the regular World's Strongest Disabled Man that, you know, you'll see on Channel 5 or something. So it went really well. You know, everybody focuses on the fact that I have blindness, and that's my main foray into the adaptive sports space. But I also have some pretty extreme scoliosis, and this prep was probably the best my back has behaved in a decade straight. So that was very happy going, and everything went according to plan.
And for people that aren't aware of the competition, what are some of the main elements that you had to cover?
And so in Strongman, we get to do all kinds of fun things like lift the Atlas stones everybody knows about, or pulling a truck, doing heavy deadlifts, putting logs overhead. And this particular competition, there was some barbell deadlifting, the large timber frame carry, where we had to do a farmer carry, but within this giant frame that was created from like old railroad ties. And then we also had to do the classic log clean and press overhead with increasingly heavy logs. And then we ended it with some sandbag carries. So a little bit of everything.
And how close were you able to get your preparation for the competition to the kind of things that you did on the real day?
Trying to be as sport specific as possible is very important, but you can only do it to a point, particularly with blindness combined with a college gym setting where you're not going to have everybody on the same page as you when you're trying to run around with 300-pound sandbags. So it was a fun mix of trying to get the right stimulus for each event while also being able to just make sure that I was visualizing or understanding the logistics of how we need to operate during each event. So my wife was my coach slash handler, and she was able to give me like audible signals for each event. Especially the sandbag was a very cool one because I had to pick up a sandbag, go about 10 meters, and then dump it over this steeple. And then I had the duck under, which also required us to practice doing so without hitting my head, and then find the sandbag on the other side, complete the run, and then do the same back with another sandbag. So she was really good at hitting the top of the steeple that I was going to put the bag over and yelling, here, 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 here. So I had audible cues of exactly where I needed to go because, you know, while you're about to pass out and there's bright lights and all these fun stimuli, it's really helpful to have something audible to really lock in on. And so we would literally practice that kind of thing at the gym. So that on game day, it was a little bit more easy for us. We kind of knew exactly what we were going to do without any over-the-top communication during the event. So I was just able to try my best and see how it went.
And what was your favorite moment of the day? I guess, actually, well, I imagine your favorite moment was winning. But what was your favorite exercise or challenge during the day?
I think my favorite was the deadlift because we had to do some increasingly hard deadlifts and a ladder. And I had to, in practice at home, figure out how to most efficiently step over a barbell and then step to the next one and make sure my hands were symmetrical. There was like five or six tiny little steps that I was able to do well enough during that event to where the internet was, you know, decreeing that I was fake blind because blind people can't step over a barbell or line themselves up that well. And they didn't notice all the tiny little intricacies that I had practiced over and over and over. And then when I got to the end of that run with 600 pounds, I think it's like 275 kilos or so, I could hear my mom screaming and my wife screaming next to me. And like my mom was in the stands and she's not subtle. So it was really wonderful. And it was also the most challenging deadlift run that adaptive athletes have ever been given. So just the respect of that, and then showing with, you know, a couple other people who completed that entire run that adaptive athletes are worthy of being pushed that well, that was a really cool moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you get much time to talk to some of the other adaptive athletes who have kind of dedicated a lot of time and found, yeah, I guess navigated a lot of barriers to getting to this point as well? How was it meeting other people?
That was absolutely wonderful, and I love meeting people from around the world. There's actually a lot of British athletes. There's a good British contingent that competes in the adaptive space. Admittedly, I wasn't the most talkative on the day. I was traveling from doing a keynote speech at a conference about blindness the day before, and there was a fun travel snafu, and then it turned out I got sick and was up the entire night. Just overheating and things like that, and then almost passing out into my bacon and eggs breakfast and stuff in the morning. I was like, okay, we need to do some medicine here. So was like running on Dayquil and things like that most of the day, or taking a nap with my head on my foam roller as a pillow. So I wasn't the best at socializing that day, but ever since I've been able to communicate with a lot of the athletes around the world. And there's been some others that were able to see through the internet my performance, which was well publicized, and reached out in order to ask for advice or how they can get involved as well. So it's been very cool being able to talk to the global community, really, when it comes to people with disabilities pushing the limits.
Yeah, it's so impressive you were able to do all of that and win the competition when you weren't even at your kind of top form and you weren't feeling well.
Adrenaline is a heck of a drug, I like to say.
How does it feel getting that kind of mixed feedback? Because you've just achieved this huge thing, like you say, one of the most challenging versions of this event that has happened before, and you're both getting a lot of feedback from the blind community, and I imagine that is fantastic, but that comes with some pressure as well. And then you're also getting feedback from people who don't understand how you're accomplishing the things you are and accusing you of things that aren't true.
I see it as a positive. There are so many times when I've reached out through K-Enable Fitness, like, hey, what are some of the biggest gym myths or exercise myths that you guys encounter as a blind community? And I'll get maybe one response. But then you win a competition and there's almost a million views on it and all these things, and there's a lot of people going to come out of the woodworks trying to insult you or make a snarky comment because they're hidden behind the internet. And then you're like, this was what I wanted with those surveys. Like, I got so much information here. And then also positively, it gives me an opportunity to answer and shore up some of those misconceptions that they have, which is really good practice for me. And I had multiple people where they were just like, oh, I didn't know that's how it worked. I'm really sorry. I feel embarrassed. Or that this was really helpful to me, actually. I had no idea. And there were a lot of really great interactions that came out of initially a very nasty comment. So I, again, see it as very positive. I got to learn a lot more about how people in general, not the ones engaging with the blind community actively, as I'm usually around, think about blindness and vision loss and what they think is correct, to the point where they're willing to put it there in the comment section. And then learning how to have patient and kind discourse with them is a very good practice for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are going to be breaking another record this summer by coming to Scotland to be the first blind person and second disabled person ever to lift the Dinny Stones. How did that come about, and how are you feeling about going and lifting these historic stones?
It came about because I think I just randomly reached out to, I was listening to someone else talk about it, and they referenced someone they emailed to ask about it. And I was like, I'm just going to shoot my shot here. And I reached out to the email, and they said, hey, let's hop on a phone call. And I was able to talk to Stevie Shanks, who's in charge. He's like the caretaker of the Denny Stones now and the gathering. And I was able to make it onto the list. I've been trying to lift replicas for a couple of years now, long enough to qualify to do a record breaker thing here in the US. But then when I reached out to him and had the opportunity to have the honor to go and lift the real ones in Potark, I just couldn't say no. So very, very excited to be doing that on August 2nd.
And you'll be back in the UK as well to defend your title in the Adaptive Strength World Championships in 2026. How are you preparing to take this challenge on again?
I really hope that we have more and more people competing in our category and competing in general. And I'm really hoping to get some people from different countries involved as well. So I'm really hoping to, you know, have that underlying confidence and knowing when I can switch on to competition mode. But otherwise, I'm really looking forward to interacting with the rest of the adaptive community in order to help grow the camaraderie and just have a good time and help everybody to perform to their best.
And for other blind and partially sighted people, maybe they are just starting on their fitness journey, maybe they are really far along and they're thinking about competing in similar competitions to you. Do you have any pieces of advice or any?
When I was shadowing a strength conditioning coach at a university here in the US, the University of Illinois Chicago, and I shadowed a couple of times, and he was asking us questions, and I expressed some doubt as to, well, you know, I'm legally blind, and so there could be all these different issues, and you know, I have these things going on. And he just did like a really dramatic shrug in a huff and just went, so? And I think that has to be our mindset a lot of the time of, okay, you can talk about all the things that could make it tougher if you're willing to let them, but if you can just shrug it off and go, so, and have the consistency of efforts to continually figure things out. I've had a lot of people in the blind community try to start doing the gym or try to start something different. From a physical perspective, they wanted to start trying to run, they wanted to start lifting weights, and they want to have it figured out from day one or even day negative seven. They're like, oh, I have it all figured out, and in a week I'll start. That's never going to be how it works. There's going to be so much that you learn and benefit from, and adaptations you pick up on that may even just be best for you and not something that I've even discovered yet. And that's because you're in the trenches actually doing it. So the consistency of going and just doing the darn thing is beyond important. So just rip off that band-aid and go do what you want to do.
Brilliant. And is there anything else you want to add in this interview, Evan, before I round things up? And if people want to stay up to date with the competitions that you're taking on and your visit to the Dinny Stones, or find out more information about you and the resources you provide, where is the best place for them to go?
Yeah, so anyone can go to CaneAbleFitness.com, CANE and ABLE Fitness, or you can check out any of our social media stuff where there will be a lot of fun videos of me explaining how the Dinny process is going, working towards world championships, and a lot of tips and tricks for anybody with visual impairment at any level.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Evan Schwerbrock, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.